From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi there, it's John Saunders, VK4BZ, on behalf of the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. The clock is ticking away and here we are in February of 2022 already. Makes me sound like Richard Benaud giving the cricket score at the Gabba. It's 2022. Well, that means only one thing, of course. Yes, you guessed it. The club's annual Redfest event is drawing ever so much closer. This year, Redfest is scheduled for Saturday, 9th of April 2022 at St Michael's College, Caboolture. And hopefully that varmint virus doesn't have the last say and everything goes according to plan. So mark it in your diary, Saturday 9th of April 2022 at St Michael's College, the Abbey Place, Caboolture, and we'll see you there. This is John VK4BZ for the Redcliffe and District Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're listening to Q News. In North Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA National News. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the middle of the past week, advice was issued of an earthquake off the coast of Indonesia, which was close enough to be felt in Darwin. No tsunami warning was issued, but it got me to thinking. Since the volcano eruption that has caused so much damage in Tonga, there have been other natural events which may have caused death or injury in this IARU Region 3. Now, the regional list of emergency traffic frequencies is regularly published, but we don't appear to have any pattern or system of monitoring them. Certainly, the authorities can say we have international response networks, and the amateur radio service isn't necessary. However, there are many people in various places on the globe that do have amateur radio and HFCB as local communications or for recreational use. Many people have complained of the tedium of having to isolate during the pandemic, and I've seen that several skeds have appeared on an ad hoc basis just to allow people to call in and interact with others. The International Net for Sailors goes on, particularly on 20 metres, and on the land mobile services in this country, listening watches are maintained. With time in our hands and equipment on the bench, just what would it take to tune into one of these emergency frequencies and spend some time just monitoring whilst going on with the day's routine? What would it take to have clubs organise a roster of willing members to fill the spots? Or a roster of... And how much more would it take to have a national contact point to action matters such as reports? To me, this doesn't seem like a radical proposal or an onerous task for any one person. Even operators by themselves could do this. We think of ourselves as person-to-person communicators, and the bulk of the time there will be just the usual noise we expect with no signals to monitor. I know there are people who spent many hours monitoring on the CB band emergency channel, and there are still CB operators doing this. With the band conditions providing interesting DX, we can no longer say that listening out on emergency frequencies will simply be local. Region 3 is a very much populated area, and at the same time a very remote cluster of radio operators in our part of the world. I believe we have an opportunity to make a small but perhaps profoundly important contribution in times of need. I'd like to mention that I read a report during the week that the Japanese government has a program of encouraging younger people to join the ranks of radio amateurs. It would seem that the opportunity is ripe to follow through with practical and effective proposals to our politicians as they seek our votes in the next months. Amateur radio has been very much on the back burner, and our regulator seems more interested in garnering money than upholding the treaty responsibilities. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.